All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles south of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All ham radio operators are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Guys, I apologize. I'm just leaving the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club meeting for tonight, and I'm kind of flying blind or running without a net or flying without a net. You can call it either way. Tell you what we'll do is, Ron, remind you, tomorrow night is your radio club meeting, and it's at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 7 p.m. I am hopefully going to try to be there myself. So keep that in mind for tomorrow night. You don't have to be a ham radio licensed operator to attend, so you're more than welcome to come into that. If the net has not been started by 9 o'clock and a couple minutes after, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You can find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. All right, right now we're going to start looking for any portable battery-powered stations or mobile stations. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Now taking calls from regular members and guests because I'm just the only one right now logged into Echolink. So regulars, members, and guests, if I can speak right. Come now, please.
N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin James.
N2OIQ, good evening, Kevin James.
WATU.
Okay, we picked up three stations there. We'll start out with N2PFM, George. And I believe the next station, forgive me, I think it was N2OYQ. I think that was you, Dan. I apologize. I'm flying without a net here tonight. And WATU, John. So we'll start with George. George, how are things out your way?
Well, good evening to you, Ben James, and everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 45 degrees. Temperature range today was 34 to 58. And yes, there was a slight dustings of snow on spotty, though, and various things out in front of the house this morning, definitely. I know if they're going to sober up to the fact that Windows 7 is going to be gone, so I've heard people say, I don't know how true it is, that after July 29th, Windows 7, you won't be able to use on the air anymore. I don't know how true that is or not. But I took the other one. I have a Dell 745 that I use my regular 740. Also, I was burned to midnight oil last night and the night before. I didn't realize this morning I started hearing the birds squealing and the light coming up. I didn't realize I was still working trying to get the bleeping thing right till after 5 this morning. I don't understand. I guess you can't use a printer with that. God, I take it you can't use a printer with Windows 10, which makes it useless to me. It keeps telling me when I put the disk in to do it, they keep saying this, what you were trying to do is not supported by Windows 10, so I don't know what's going on. They got it about 80% right, so I packed it up, wrote that in the printer and the CD that came with it. Pete's not around apparently, but I dropped it or packed it up, brought it down to him, and I don't know if I got it screwed up so badly it can't be fixed or whatever. Just take the thing and just junk it, use it for spare parts or whatever. If you can't get it working economically, fine. If not, just junk the whole thing. That was a present for my birthday, what can I say? So that's it. God bless. 73 is N2PFM clear.
All right, George, it sounds like you're going through the same pains that I am. In fact, I'm talking with my other friend Matt here, he said, this Matt's KD2HKB, and he's both saying the same thing. Windows 10 is a pain in the buns, and we've been both trying to eradicate it off of our machines. So, all right, move forward. Dan, do me a favor, if you could. Give me your call sign again. I apologize. I was trying to fly without any paper or pen or anything. So, Dan, you've got the floor next. This is KD2FPM.
Good evening, Kevin James, George, and John. You were right the first time. November 2, Oscar Yankee, Quebec. Yeah, you were right. So you're doing all right. You're doing all right, Kevin. We got, 44 degrees here this evening, and it's kind of not too awful bad today, but that wind was kind of tough. I spent more time outside today, not a whole lot, but it was a good day. Good day. No snow here. It just rained earlier, but some places were talking about snow. And I see some pictures on Facebook that people had taken of snow on the ground, higher elevation. So anyway, but here is just we had a high here in the 50s and. Morning it was about 33, 34, but a little breezy this morning, cold, but it warmed up some well, so it was a bad. Okay, back to you, Kevin James. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for putting on there about the meeting tomorrow night. If anybody's listening, meeting tomorrow night at Boonville Amateur Club. So, talk to y'all later, and 201 Kilker.
Okay, Dan, yeah, apparently I did pay attention, so I'm proud of myself. Yeah, as a matter of fact, like I said, I'm going to hopefully try to make the meeting tomorrow night, just say hello to you guys, and hopefully maybe see if I can give you a little financial support, too, for use of the repeater, because we always appreciate being able to get into the repeater up there in Boonville, even though we're down here in Oneonta. So with that, I'll move forward here, and we'll send it over to John, WA2U. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Okay, well, good evening, Kevin James, WATU, and good evening to George and Dan, and I don't know who else. I think that's the group in here and those that are out there listening. So, as I usually say, the assembled multitude. Yeah, I had a nice day today. Woke up to a little bit of snow on the ground, so that was kind of a little bit of a surprise, but we do live in central New York, so nothing to complain about. Just roll with it. Had a good weekend. Saturday night, listened to a lot of music and made our pizza and had a grand time, so very, very enjoyable. Today we went out and took a walk up the road, the end of our end of our property a few thousand feet away, and checked out they're drilling a well up where our neighbors are going to be putting their home. So watch that for a while, and then on the way back I was walking to camp. So Kathy and I walked into camp and scoped things out. You know, it's not all that far away from here. It's by 5-10 minute walk, but it seems like a whole another world over there. So enjoyed that. It was very, very nice. Very, very windy. Very windy today, but I know at least our burning band is over, I guess, here for Herkimer County, but too windy to do anything outside today, so we've got some brush. We have to get down and get a burn permit for that, too, so. And checked our emails and on the computer, and things were relatively quiet there. I think what else, what other projects you worked on. So, that's about it. Got some stuff coming on Saturday for the garden, some topsoil, and got the lumber delivered a while ago for some more projects out there. So, all is good. The signs are now gone. Kathy, we had
built signs for the garden club, and someone came by last week. They picked up a few remainders of those. I was kind of glad, you know, have to worry about the... So I don't mind working on my stone to become storage place for them. So, anyways, Kevin, James, we'll turn it back over to you. And dates coming up this week, and I hear a few people getting ready to take off for that, either flying or whatever. That's on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So, I've been there, done that, and don't really have a need to go back there. I know some people go there every year, but. That's okay. Oh, and the 76 repeater, the 1676, is back on the air. I talked to Bud W2JLN and AA2CU this morning, I believe. So it seems to have better sensitivity than I had before. So the Master 2, I guess that's what it is working fine. Back over to you, Kevin James, and we'll listen here for a while, WATU.
Okay, John, yeah, thanks for the heads up on the Utica repeater there, because I know we were kind of wondering what was up with that, because I know you'd mentioned that last night that was down, having some issues, so I'm glad you brought us up to date with that. All right, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, still looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
5AOW, good evening, Kevin.
KC2NBU, good evening, Kevin.
WV2RUQ.
Okay, nice call up there. Got three more stations. WD2RUQ, KC2NBU, and N5AOW. N5AOW, we're going to let you go first there. Bob, what's going on your way?
N5AOW, good evening, John, and good evening, Ray, and everyone else on board. Not a whole lot to report today. Get out and late. Late morning, no, actually, early afternoon, I gotta correct that. Got a couple of things done. It finally warmed up enough where I could get out and get a couple of things taken care of. I had a lawn cart, you know, I hook up to the tractor and whatever, and for leaves and so on. That thing, I built it probably in 97, maybe. And it was getting a little deteriorated, so I replaced some of the boards in it. It's made out of wood. Gave it a paint job, a new facelift, and so on. Did some maintenance on it. Looks like brand new again, and maybe it'll give me another 19 years, so... I don't know if it'll last as long as a cart will. But anyway, that was the sum total of the day. Yeah, a little on the chilly side, a little sunshine, and... like everyone else, woke up to some snow on the ground this morning, and not much you can do about that. So, anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. You have a good evening to everyone else. N5AOW, back to night control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, great to hear from you, too, so... Yeah, like I say, I'm hoping I'll be up your way tomorrow, so I will hopefully be on the repeater physically, not through Echolink, and I'll be able to chat with you guys on it. So keep an ear for me in the afternoon. I'll try to throw your call out there. All right, we're up to Ray, the repeater owner, KC2NBU. Ray, go ahead. Tell us what's going on your way.
Well, we still have 47 degrees up on the hill here, and at least the wind's died down. It's... nice to see the sun again. We're doing our auction sheets, getting ready for the Buffalo auction tomorrow. Got to leave here shortly after 4 a.m. to get there before 8 o'clock. But that's where you got to go to get to Low Mile Fords. They got a big Ford sale. Have almost 140 cars in lease lane tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ray, it sounds like you're busy just like everyone else getting them ready for these ham fests and events. And in fact, this weekend down here in Otsego County at Gilbert Lake State Park Saturday morning, we're looking to see if we can grab a few more hams to help us out down here as we have a run event. I guess it's some kind of a, they call it the Rattlesnake Run or something like that, and they're looking for us hams to pitch in with that. So if you guys are interested or have someone who might be able to be available for that, give me a holler and I'll try to work you in with our crew down here. All right, we'll move down the line and we'll say hello to John WB2RUQ. Go ahead, tell us what's going on your way.
Hey, Kevin, KD2 FPM, WB2RUQ. Actually, I'm way down my way. We're currently in Walterboro, South Carolina. We've been in St. Augustine for a couple of weeks and working our way home over the next few days. So weather is nice and balmy here. I know the North Country's had snow. I think we were 84 when we left St. Augustine and roughly 80 when we got here in Walterboro. That's about it. Things are going well, nice and sunny, and I guess it'll get cooler by the time I get up to the Hudson Valley. Back to you, Kevin, WB2RUQ.
Okay, John, yeah, I was just going to say, I know you always check in at some point and say hello and see how things are going back up north here, so that's really kind of cool. All right, I'll throw out another call there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins or comments or queries. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll make a final call for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2121 local time and return the frequency to regular and normal amateur use. And I'd like to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We had a total of, what is that, six? It looks like six. I can't count. Yeah, we had six check-ins, N2PFM, N2OYQ, WA2U, N5AOW, KC2NBU, KB2RUQ. Thanks, all you guys, for all checking in tonight. That was really cool to see you, and I think I screwed that last one up, didn't I?
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo.
Okay. Whiskey Bravo to Romeo, Uniform, Quebec. All right, we got it right. I got Matt helping me here on the side to keep me straight. Like I say, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me and appreciate it. And we know you guys out there on the scanners are listening, too, and we appreciate you out there. Don't forget, if you want to look into getting yourself licensed like we are, we're meeting tomorrow night at the Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 7 p.m., 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. I will hopefully be there, too. So with that, I will say 7-3, as I will also clear this repeater through the Echolink system. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. KD2FPM will be clear. Station, come again with the N2NPC. This is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, November 2, Sierra Tango Charlie. Dan in Verona, New York. I often listen to you guys, but almost never check in, but I really enjoy it. And I wanted to check in tonight since I'm out here in the garage playing around a little bit. I wondered if you could tell me what either the call sign or the node number is for the Echo Link on this machine.
Okay, Sam, yeah, this is KD2FPM here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. The node for Echolink is actually hosted by one of the club members, Jeff, and Jeff Capron is his name. Call sign is Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango, K KD2AIP. If you look that up in Echolink, you should be able to find the node and drop right in on it. Save it in your favorites, because that's what I've done, and they will make it easy for you. Once you're there, you can jump right in, and then I'll see you in the queue if I'm net control, because normally I do this at home if I'm net control, but sometimes I'm away from home, so I have to do it on the fly, so I can't always see the full time, but I try to double check as I'm going through. All right, go ahead, Sam, take it away. Let me know you got that okay. This is KD2FPM.
Yep, name is Sam, Sierra Tango Alpha November, and I think you had the call sign and the phonetics in different orders. Maybe you could give it to me again, and I'll know for sure which way it is. And I have my own Echo Link node down here on 14724 repeater under my call sign. 14724 here in Kirkland has got a real good footprint. So I was going to put a shortcut in for this one so I can communicate with you guys a little more and a little more often. So go ahead and give me that repeater call sign again if you would, M2S.
Okay, Stan, that's right. You know what? And I knew that. Both Matt and I are sitting here looking at each other going, we know this node. So, yeah, we know about your node, too, so that's appreciated. Yeah, KD2AIT is the node that you're going to want. Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango. KD2AIT is the node you're going to want for the Boonville repeater. And that one, like I say, I'm on it right now, and it works really nice. And your node, by the way, we enjoy that one, too, because when I'm not in the Mohawk Valley, sometimes I'll jump in on that. All right, this is KD2FPM. Still looking to see if there's any further calls. And, Stan, if you need any further information, just give me a holler back.
Well, thank you. Just say good evening to you and everybody on the net. Don't get to talk to John too often. I always enjoy hearing him, though. 7-3, and I will put that in as a shortcut, and you can check my QRZ page, and you'll see, what that shortcut is once I find what an open spot. 7-3, and good night from Verona, M2FTC. All clear.
Okay, thanks, Stan. Yeah, and you know what? Like I say, I'll be up in the Mohawk Valley tomorrow, so I'll probably be floating through your repeater one way or another, either through Echolink or I'll be jumping on the actual frequency. So if you want, keep an ear for me as I'll be floating through there, and I'll try to catch up with you. So we'll look for you then. We always appreciate your node, too, by the way, like I said. So that's great. All right, I'll throw one last call out just in case there's another last-minute straggler. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WAT with info.
All right, WA2U, John, go ahead with your info.
Yeah, okay, very good. Very good. Good to hear Stan. Nice surprise, and I think we're into the comment section anyway, kind of winding things up. Stan, I don't, the old K2GVI, the 3494, and I think you had something over there. 146.940, I notice, is active. Daryl evidently has a smaller system set up over there. At least that's what the CW says, K1DCC. 146.94 with a PL of 71.9, I believe, 71.9. On the old 3494. We didn't hear that much anymore, right? 3494, 1676. 3191. It's the way it used to be. Had to have that crystal frequency transmit and the receive. Anyways, back over to you, Kevin James. Thanks for picking up. That's good to hear, Stan. Always good to hear some people we haven't heard in a while. WATU back to that 7-3.
All right, yeah, John, I was going to say it's always good when we hear from Stan, and I felt bad I didn't recognize his call off the top of my head. I just kept kind of sitting there thinking, I know this call, but I don't know why, and name didn't quite come through right through to me, so I'm glad he clarified that. So, because like I said, we always appreciate using his Echolink node, too. So, All right, yeah, I'll throw out one more call just to see if there's any last-minute stragglers. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I know I already closed it, but it sounded like there's still some activity, so I'll say see if there's any other further stations out there. Come now. All right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, if I can get my tongue untwisted here. Sounds like I guess everybody's done, so I'm going to bail out of here because I know they're going to want to close the doors where I'm at. So with that, I will say 7-3. This net is now closed at 2130, and return the frequency back to regular amateur use. And once again, those that hung out with us on their scanners, thank you so much. And don't forget, like I said before, we're going to be meeting tomorrow night at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, for our monthly meeting at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in becoming a ham, come on out and join us, and we'll show you where the ropes are and how everything works. All right, with that, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM will be clear of this repeater through the Echolink system. Good night, guys.
Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo. Dick from Utica calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for all stations, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, and all check-ins will be appreciated.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2FBU, good evening, Ray. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Octane.
And 5AONW, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, 5AONW, good evening, Bill. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Octane. Welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Octane. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. 2OBC clear.